Here are today's top stories. A military coup in Turkey. Citizens are protesting and confronting the military over their actions, which they say is for the people. So who's right? Who's wrong? Who should we be behind? It's times like these that I wish I read the world section of my encyclopedia more closely. This weekend, journalists, pundits, and politicians will stream into Cleveland in anticipation of next week's Republican National Convention. Here's what we know. There will be a Benghazi night. I know you were wondering and you were worried that it'd be glossed over, but have no fear. Donald Trump is going to dedicate a night to it. There you go. Hilariously, the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, will not be speaking. It's usually customary for the home state governor to be front and center. But I'll bet Ted Nugent is performing. I don't know if that's true, but it's an educated guess, right? I mean, he's got to play the guitar just once. Acoustic, maybe even. Something. That all starts on Monday. It's official. Indiana Governor Mike Pence is not running for re-election. That's good news for the state of Indiana. What's Pence going to do instead? Relax and tour the country on the old Trump jet as Donald's VP choice. That's right. I wonder if he'll let gays or women on that plane. O'Hare Airport's looking to get a new makeover. Plans were announced for billions to be poured into a rehab slash redevelopment. I don't know. O'Hare's kind of perfect the way it is, right? Drab, run down, with none of the amenities that are offered at lower rate airports. I mean, that's its charm, right? Right. In New York City, a man contracted the Zika virus from a woman the first time that's ever happened. Usually, it's the other way around. So that will probably move society to eradicate the virus. A man can get it from a woman? Here, take all the money. Take every cent I have. Research funding. It's all yours. Wrigley Field introduced a new concession stand concoction today, the hot dog pizza. Yep, so all the Chicago hot dog fixings on a fried dough with melted cheese. It wasn't enough to just clog arteries with a hot dog or a pizza. Nope, Chicago, we had to merge because we love heart attacks. This is what we do. The television shows Chicago PD and Chicago Fire having casting calls this weekend. And that brings us to the Download's free Chicago PD and Fire Extra Acting Workshop. All right, if you want to get the job, do this. What? Is that a fire? My baby's up there! And scene. There you go. I am SAG. I do need a gluten-free vegan lunch. Are we cool? We're cool. Yelp is adding a Pokemon Go filter so you can look at restaurants that are participating or that have a Pokemon for you to catch. I guess it's better to catch Pokemon than salmonella. Speaking of salmonella, Katy Perry dropped a new single today called Rise, which will be the featured official song for the Rio Olympics. You know, like your fever will rise after you contract Zika, or you'll get a rise out of your hotel room for not having running water. The big lyric, victory is in our veins. That's not victory. That's sepsis. The black-footed ferret is in danger of extinction from plague, so U.S. Wildlife is going to use drones to drop vaccine-covered M&Ms to the ferrets. Could this be applied to other cases? I don't know, like late-night munchies? Just drone them in. Man, I really wish I had M&Ms. Oh, yeah, my drone. In weather, it's cloudy and cool. I'll take it. Give me two more of these. In sports, the Blackhawks kicked off their fan convention this afternoon to a frenzied crowd. It's exciting. Kaner came on the morning show today. Rocky Wirtz joined Rowe this afternoon. I mean, this is the time. I wish the season started right now. I'm ready. I'm riled up. I already got my Nashville Predator hate all stoked. Let's do this. Baseball's back, rested up for the second half of the season. The Cubs kicked things off with a win at Wrigley this afternoon. They beat the AL West leading Rangers 6-0. See, nothing to see here. I mean, the Cubs are fine. They're back on track. World Series bound, like I've been saying for the last 3 months. The Sox are on the West Coast tonight to take on the Angels. Come on, Sox. Keep it going. Big news on the South Side. One-time Sox killer Justin Morneau was activated from the DL today. He's going to join the team for the second half. Much-needed left-handed bat there. And top pitching prospect Carson Fulmer was called up, and he's going to start in the bullpen, which is where fans were hoping he'd start. Come on, give the kid the ball. The Bears and Alshon Jeffrey couldn't come to an agreement on a long-term contract, so Jeffrey will slum it and play for the one-year deal worth about $15 million. I feel bad for him. I really do. Just imagine how embarrassing it's going to be in the locker room. They're like, are those hand-me-down jeans, Alshon? I mean, he's probably going to have to get a second job, too, like at Starbucks, maybe work an expressway ramp. I feel terrible. And finally tonight, the Pitchfork Music Festival's underway, so don't be alarmed at all the jean short and sweater combos that are accompanying you on the Metra. That smell? That's the youth of America. That's the carryout for July 15, 2016. Hey, Wrigley may have a hot dog pizza, but we have a hot dog sundae. Choco dog, anyone?